Listener production.
13 degrees in Hobart. Morning. I'm Tessa Randello. History has been made in the US, where a grand jury has voted to indict the former president, Donald Trump. It's the first time a former president has faced criminal charges. They relate to an alleged cover-up over hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Back home, and another death on Tasmanian roads overnight. A woman's died in a single car collision in Bruny Island. Police believe the 86-year-old suffered a medical episode before the crash. A report is being prepared for the coroner. There's a jump in Tasmanians reaching out for help as rate rises hit hard. Anglicare's Fiona Moore says the past few months have been pretty busy.
We was probably doing 6 to 10 calls in a day, and now we're up around the 15 to 20 mark a day.
A Finder poll's found one of three economists that have been surveyed believe the RBA will leave rates steady when it catches up on Tuesday. No surprise that business groups don't see eye to eye with the unions when it comes to the minimum wage. While the ACTU reckons Australia's lowest paid workers deserve a 7% bump on their salary, the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry reckons 4% is more on the mark. And the racing minister's urging whistleblowers to report any live baiting in greyhound racing. It comes after allegations of live baiting in Tasmania have been revealed in state parliament by independent member Christy Johnston. Racing Minister Madeleine Ogilvie says the claims need to be sent to the head of the new racing investigation.
I take it on face value that these are coming to you now and this is happening as we speak, but they must, of course, be provided to Mr. Murray.
The Bulldogs are on board, getting their first win of the season by 14 points in a real arm wrestle with Brisbane. Jamara Ugelhagen, the star of the night with 5 goals, responding in style to being racially vilified last weekend. Skipper Marcus Bontempelli telling Seven they had plenty of reasons to be fired up.
Sometimes you just need, I guess, one of those games that draws that little bit more out of you.